1380 WPHM. Thursdays around this time, we do our homework with Chip Mortimer from Mortimer Lumber. Chip, good morning.
Well, good morning, Paul.
Let's talk about kitchen cabinetry, because that's something that could really transform your kitchen. You get new cabinets, and it can be a whole new kitchen.
Oh, yes, Paul. I mean, it pretty much even at sometimes change some interior walls if it's not a load-bearing type wall. But, you know, I was looking at some ads the other day, and stating that you can have a complete kitchen for $3,000. And really, we call our program Doing Your Homework. You really need to do your homework as to what are you going to get and what type of cabinets are out there. So I strongly recommend if you're thinking about doing a kitchen, we have in Port Huron, Mike Arnold, our kitchen designer, and we have a designer at each location. And you might be surprised, Paul, that what you might think you can't afford, you really can afford. And there's a lot of different styles today, a lot of different types of cabinets. So today I really want to talk about the kind of the entry level, if you will. Builder grade is we carry a Merillette product, but that's actually made out of what they call furniture board. It's a fancy name for particle board. Most people understand what particle board is. And the thickness on the cabinets are normally only a half inch. And the drawers are probably made out of that particle board and are stapled and glued versus, you know, a solid wood.
Right.
And so, but it is an entry level. It allows you affordability. And certainly we could price something out. You know, maybe if your budget is such that, for right now, that's where you need to go, then that's where you need to go. But I think most people are allowed to step up to what we call mid-grade cabinets. And now you're talking the cabinets are normally 3/4 inch thick, plywood sides. Most of it, you would have plywood drawers and that. Not quite to what we call a dovetail on your drawer. And maybe the drawers aren't self-closing in this level, but you'll have a more colors to choose from, stains, maybe more door patterns to, and so depending on, you know, what your preference is. And then from there, you can either put some options on to make it almost like a semi-custom or custom cabinet where you can have full extension glides. In other words, some people might say, well, you know, if they have a drawer like below the cooktop, and maybe the drawer only comes out about halfway.
Right.
Well, it's kind of a pain in the neck trying to get those pots and pans out if that drawer doesn't come all the way out.
For sure.
And so it's more expensive, the hardware. So obviously the cost is passed on, but it's full extension glide so that drawer comes all the way out. And it's kind of a unique thing.
Yeah.
In kind of that mid-range, you can have that as an add-on. Normally, in a custom cabinet, it's built into the price. And so, there's also what we call dovetail drawer. And the dovetail drawers are really the kind of interlock. And so it's a real strong drawer. And they're also, you know, self-closing the same way in your custom. The doors are kind of self-closing. So they're quiet. They're not, you know, pushing and bang, you know, and
right.
You know, I have the one, I don't have those right now. And, you know, sometimes, you know, the grandkids, I'll say, please be a little more careful with the doggone doors.
Right. But,
and then, you know, we also can price out custom cabinets. And there, you know, the difference is when you're using kind of a mid-grade, you take a wall measurement and you might have some filler strips in that where a custom is pure what we call custom. And so you take the measurement of the wall and then start dividing up into doors and or drawers, and there's no fillers. It's just it's custom built. It takes longer to get. I mean, you're talking 4 to 6 weeks lead time versus 2 to 3 week lead time on maybe a box type unit. But as I said earlier, the doors are soft closing, the drawers are self closing. There's more colors and paint and stain options and finishing, and so it's pretty unique. But, you know, the bottom line is if you're thinking about a kitchen, you really need to come in and we can, you know, if you have some measurements, we can go off of that. If not, you know, Mike Arnold certainly makes, you know, appointments and visit the home, and we can give you kind of a detailed what it's going to cost, not only for the cabinets, but also the countertops. And, you know, you might be surprised that, you know, especially, you know, as we call it, the decision maker normally is the wife. And if you say you can have these full extension glides, so your drawers come out and you can get to your pots and pans, they'll find a way that I want that. I definitely want that.
Absolutely.
And even though it might be a few hundred dollars over budget, they'll find a means that that's what I want, because you're not going to replace the kitchen every day. Normally it's going to be, I call it a long-term investment.
Absolutely.
And but it can really change the look of your house, getting something, you know, older cabinets, and whether they faded or out of style, or you just colors, and
there's only so much you can do with your existing cabinets. You can slap some paint on them. You can, you know, get new pulls and handles and hinges and things like that. But at some point, you look around and you know, whether it's just the wear and tear or the functionality, you say, hey, I can do better than what I've got. You go out and get something that you're going to enjoy. But it will also, I think, probably increase the value of your home, too.
Oh, I think so. And certainly people, you know, most people spend a fair amount of time in the kitchen, whether they are cooks or not cooks. So you're still, you know, eating, you know, 1 to 2 to 3 meals a day in the kitchen. And it's kind of a conversation piece. And so there's a fair amount of time, you know, in the kitchen, you know, something that, you know, just to spruce it up you know, you can probably definitely tell going into, you know, someone's home, you know, if it's an older kitchen and it kind of looks a little tired and a little worn a little bit, that, you know, boy, what would it be to put it in a brand new kitchen? And really quite affordable. And we also have, speaking of affordability, we also have a financing program that, you know, through Wells Fargo, that you can probably finance it too. And so you wouldn't have to make that whole payment all at once. You could spread it over a period of time.
There you go. Well, it starts with doing your homework at Mortimer Lumber and, you know, talking to your kitchen expert, Mike Arnold, like you said, and just kind of designing what you want those cabinets to look like, what's available, and you go from there.
Yes, and we've got, you know, samples on that, and, you know, certainly you could take some samples home and bring them back, and we have kitchens on display in quite a variety of colors and styles and door styles and samples, and so you really need to come in to take a look, because it's not going to be a quick decision.
Yeah.
You need some thought process and maybe some layout and a couple different layout alternatives as far as, you know, what's going to work best for you, how much you cook or not cook, and kind of the flow pattern between the refrigerator, the cooktop, the oven, you know, where the sink's at, the dishwasher, and if you have any lazy Susans, and just all... A lot of different variables.
A lot of variables and a lot of options, too. So a lot to think about. You can start your decision-making at Mortimer Lumber. Chip, if people have questions or topics that they'd like us to cover in future weeks, what's the best way to do that? The
best way to reach us is we can be reached at radio@mortimerlumber.com.
All right. Thanks, Chip.
Thanks, Paul.